Hello world, this $1 broadcast from Faith and Success Dreams. Glory be to God for another day of grace. Glory be to God for another day of mercy, vision, dreams, and miracles. I want to stop by your day today with these vision words. Whatever you're facing in life right now that's dealing with any kind of pain, and maybe you feel like it's devastating and you're still trying to overcome some past mistakes, my vision words to you today: grace is here, faith is here, and the Lion of Judah is inside of you. Sometimes in life, we look for high fives. We look for you could do it. We look for you got what it takes. My vision words to you today: you got what it takes. You could do it. And the kingdom of God right now is giving us a high five in the spiritual realm, because the Lion of Judah live inside of us. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power. So we got power, we got love, and we got a sound mind to think clear, to overcome anything that feel devastating because of the Lion of Judah in us. Romans 15 verse 2. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. So we must uplift the ones around us. It's our duty to lift those up that feel weak, that feel depressed, that feel like it's over with this time. My vision words to you today: the Lion of Judah live on. Let us pray and intercede with the Lion of Judah and lift each of us up. Prayer call. The Heavenly Father, I come to you right now saying thank you for the Lion of Judah. Thank you for grace. Thank you for favor. Thank you for vision, purpose, dreams, and miracles, dear Lord God. We're touching and agreeing, dear Heavenly Father, to please our neighbor right now that's hurting, that's dealing with any kind of affliction or devastating pain or past mistakes, and they feel like giving up right now. Strengthen them to move forward. Strengthen them to be wiser. Strengthen them in the spiritual realm to overcome anything that feel devastating concerning pain, mistakes, or the unknown, or the vision, the purpose, and the dreams that they don't know about. To get a better understanding of your revelation of their purpose that fit them this day in their time of need. Comfort them, dear Heavenly Father. Guide them, dear Heavenly Father, their family, their kids, their company, their loved ones, and their neighbors. Strengthen them as we pray and speak through the line of Judah, praying for the lame, the blind, the sick, single mothers, single dads, those incarcerated, and those who are homeless. We intercede on their behalf right now to build them up, to find strength again, to carry on. Thank you, Lord God, for a double hedge of protection around us. Thank you, Lord God, that we could do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. Thank you, dear Lord God, that we are more than a conqueror through him that loves us. Thank you, dear Lord God, that you call us to be the head and not the tail. Thank you, dear Lord God, because you are our shepherd and we should not want. Thank you, dear Lord God, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will feel no evil because your rod and your staff will comfort us. Thank you, dear Lord God, that you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies and anoint our head with oil and our cup runs over. Thank you, Lord God, for being the Lion of Judah. And we will continue to conquer what need to be conquered, because we are conquerors, we are champions, and we are warriors, and we are soldiers. And we are kings and queens, because we are seeds of the promise of Abraham from generation to generation to generation. It still stands firm. This day, you stated in your word that we are heirs to the promise. We speak with the power of the Lion of Judah. Amen.